Welcome to Get Over It, the consciousness transforming podcast for exceptional 21st century living. We've got a very interesting show today. We've got Mary McNerney with us, and she's going to be talking about Earth and how Earth is speaking to us. So, stay tuned. This is a little bit different, but I think that my audience will definitely enjoy it. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But you guys know I always ask the question, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your M&Ms, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the absolute fullest. My clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn. My guest today, Mary McNerney, earned her law degree from Georgetown University, had a fellowship with the UN Commission on International Trade Law, and then worked for many years as a corporate and international lawyer in Boston and Prague. It was not her plan to write this book. She never imagined that the spirit of the earth would one day unmistakably, clearly, and shockingly speak to her. Now, Mary says that the experience has put her on an entirely different trajectory than she was when she was a corporate lawyer. And she shares in a wild and most wonderful way the information with us that planet Earth has conveyed to her. You can check her out at her website, and that's marymcnerney.com, and that's MarymcNerney.com. And the book that we're talking about today, her beloved book, is Dynamic New Perspective on Earth and Your Role Here. Again, Earth Speaks Up, Dynamic New Perspective on Earth and Your Role Here. Welcome, Mary.
Well, thank you, Monique. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to share the information in this new book with you and your listeners. It's great to be able to share this with people.
Great. I appreciate you having you being here. Now, my audience knows that Earth is like a vibrational, living field, and it's alive, and that we can communicate it. Why this book now? And even before that, how did you switch from a corporate attorney to a spiritual messenger?
Well, I'll tell you, it was not exactly my direct choice. As you mentioned, writing this book was not on my radar screen at the time. I was pretty well ensconced in my work as a corporate lawyer, paperwork, and drafting contracts and negotiations, managing business logistics. And I guess I always had an affinity for nature because I grew up on a wonderful farm in Ohio. But then I followed the traditional path, you know, most of us do, going off to college and then grad school and then career. But it was when I was, I'll share this story with you because I think it opens the perspective to others who are listening.
Okay.
I was home from work one day and I had just enjoying this free time. It was a beautiful day. And thinking, what should I do today? Grab my husband and our dog and go out for a walk in the woods or take our horse out for a ride. And I was looking out the window, considering my options, and I happened to say aloud to myself, there was no one else in the room, what shall I do today? And then, Monique, I heard these words so precisely and so clearly, take dictation from the earth. And I knew right away it was the angelic realm. No one else was there in the room. But I didn't really know what that meant. And I thought it's really a profound idea, but surely meant for more illustrious spiritual people of our time. And so I didn't know what to do with it and pretty much tabled the idea in the back of my mind until about 6 months later, I heard the exact same thing from the angelic realm. Take dictation from the earth. So, still not knowing what to do with that, I took a pen and paper and went outside and sat on the edge of the woods in our backyard. And then all of a sudden, the dictation started coming. And it was hard for my pen and hand and mind to keep up with it initially because we're not used to working at that frequency. And then as I did this over the ensuing months and years, that was this book that came forth. And I so the more and more time I spent with this, it just drew me further and further away from my logical career and more into working with nature in this more expansive way. And I like sharing this story with people because it shows us I'm no different from anyone else. I followed the traditional path. I was not a nature guru or an illustrious spiritual type, but we all have this innate capability within ourselves to tune and listen to the earth. And it's something we're born with. We lose it as we go through our educational process and become part of society. But and what this book is coming forth now is to help us all reacquaint ourselves, regain our ability to commune with the earth and connect with the earth and create with the earth in this way. It's kind of, the earth has given us like a teaching manual for ourselves to help us reacquaint ourselves with our ability to connect with her and co-create with her.
Well, you know, Mary, it's interesting that you said you didn't plan on doing any of this, but you also said that you spent a lot of time out in nature, riding your horse and all of that. And, you know, when we're out in nature and in the forest, we do this forest bathing thing, and it takes all of the crud, if you will, out of our frequency, and it opens us up. So I think inadvertently, you just, you know, were living your life, and maybe a spirit said, okay, it's time. Okay, it's time for you to share some information people haven't shared. So I am very happy that you decided to pay attention, because I think a lot of people get information, but they just don't pay attention. What was the one thing that crystallized you for paying attention and taking that step?
Well, what crystallized it was hearing this direction so precisely twice, and then when I didn't know what to do, like most people, we wouldn't know what to do with this information, but then I just sat down and allowed. And that's all it takes, allowing ourselves to shift into that mode of using, it's intuition, it's not our intuitive self, it's more beyond that, our ability to connect with the greater dimensions of the world, which we all have. And it's just allowing. And once I did that, the information that came through was so clear and precise. It was clear to me they were dictating me a book. That's what I was told. And so I just continued to take the dictation. But it's something, once we start shifting into working with that frequency, shifting out of our traditional mode of operating every day and allowing ourselves the space and time to connect with a different frequency, then it all starts to flow for each one of us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in the book, you talk about about our thought patterns, or I like to call them thought forms, and how they affect Earth. So, you know, we've got a lot of thoughts going on Earth right now. I mean, we've got a lot of hatred energy. We have a lot of, just call it lower frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we work with those thought forms, trying to keep ours high, but at the same time raising the frequency of all the hate energy that's out here in the world? It's not just here in the United States. It's all over the world.
You know, and that's a really neat question you asked, Monique, because there's a chapter, a book that speaks directly to that. What this book does give us the wisdom, guidance, and tools to work with Earth in this new way, and what provides us with different exercises to help us learn to work with in this new way and connect to her. And one of the exercises it provides specifically is a simple exercise for showing us how we can work together with Earth to clear toxic energy, that negative energy that builds up around us and in so doing also builds up in the Earth's atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So there are amazingly simple meditations we do. And so it's not just quiet meditations, these little exercises of working on the energetic realm with Earth, little things we can do to clear toxic energy that builds up around us.
Okay, well, you know, one of the exercises in your book that I liked was the one linked to the divine within you exercise. Could you walk us through that so people can get a flavor of the types of exercises that are in the book and how easy they are to implement?
No, it's not clear to me which particular exercise you're referring to. Which chapter are we at?
If you have the book in front of you, it's on page
2. Yeah.
It's exercise 3, link to the divine within you.
Okay, exercise 3. Let me look this up.
Go ahead.
Let's see.
You know, where you talk about, you know, you can focus on the South Pole.
That one. That's a wonderful, because focusing on, first we connect with ourselves. We put our energy on ourselves, our hands lightly on our abdomen, our center.
Mm-hmm.
People call it our solar plexus. In this book, they call it the earthly plexus, where our earthly form begins.
Mm-hmm.
And then we connect also, we connect with the south pole of the Earth. And I was surprised at that. But they explain, just for the sake of this exercise, assume the Earth's navel area, the Earth's solar plexus, is at the South Pole. And as you first focus on yourself and your solar plexus, your center, and then you connect, you feel the connection flowing from yourself to Earth's solar plexus, South Pole, and there's this flow that goes back and forth between you. And as you are connecting with the Earth in this way, feeling the connection flowing from your center to her center, your center to her center, it creates an energetic flow, a current of divine energy, kind of that wellspring of well-being that moves into and through the Earth. You're connecting with the current. You're really one and the same with Earth. Your energy flows to her. Her energy flows to you.
Mm-hmm.
And being with this back and forth, and it's a very simple exercise, a very simple way of being for a few minutes. But as you are building this, your vibration first yourself and then to Earth, you build and strengthen the vibrational force field, which is vibrating through both of you, through both Earth and you. So by our consciously attuning to her, consciously and energetically attuning to her in this way, it nourishes her, it feeds her, and in so doing, it feeds ourselves. And this is something that humanity hasn't done in a long time, being with Earth in this way, in this energetic way. We kind of like strangers passing in the night. But as we do this, consciously connect with her energetically and on this level, it nourishes her by bringing our attention into her and feeding her. And that is the aspect working with Earth on the energetic level, which humanity is being asked to begin to do now. We all restrict ourselves, or much of society, not perhaps not your listeners, Monique, but much of society restricts themselves to working on the physical level, the three-dimensional level. Mm-hmm. And that's much harder to create change. When we bring healing and connection on the energetic level, that's where change can begin. That's where we can learn to connect and co-create with Earth. And so I'll just mention one little thing about this exercise. As I described it here, as I summarized it for you, it's very simple. And indeed, all the exercises are very simple in this book. I'm going to read a quote from this. Is in Chapter 9, which I love sharing with people. This is what Earth conveyed to us. When I was wondering about these simple exercises, how can that, did I get it right? Did I get the information right? It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
I was told, I'm going to quote here for you, Monique.
Okay.
Yes, simple exercises, simple experiences are often the best and more profound. The way your social realms have evolved recently, you seem to believe that complexity is necessary. We would urge you to revise that thinking, for such a belief is erroneous. And I love that quote.
Mm-hmm.
Just to picture how a whole new direction we need to go about in working with Earth. And as we each do this, it has a ripple effect on the energetic level and expands and grows and moves beyond us.
Yes, yes. And thank you for sharing that. Folks, we're speaking with Mary McNerney. The book is Earth Speaks Up, Dynamic New Perspective on Earth and Your Role Here. And you can check her out at her website, and that's marymcnerney.com, M-A-R-Y MCNEARNEY.com. Mary, talk to us.
Correct spelling there. Just a second, Monique. My last name is spelled MCNEARNEY.
Oh, I'm sorry if I misspelled that. Okay. So
that's okay. That's okay. I just thought I'd correct it in case listeners were typing that in. And the book they can also find on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. Talk to us about Earth as an evolving spirit.
Well, Earth as an evolving spirit, it was interesting to me to learn that just as we are evolving spirits, the Earth and all of nature is no different from us. We have so much more in common with her than we realize, that she is going also through a learning and evolution and expansion of her abilities as a planet. Just the same way, it's parallel to how we each go through an expansion and evolution and understanding of our abilities as human forms here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all evolving and growing together. And what Earth seeks from us is to recognize this. And then we consciously recognize and join together in this, that we are all moving together and evolving and learning together, it makes it so much more expansive and powerful for all of us. And we and our growth support her, and she and her growth supports us. And that's the one thing she urges us to recognize, the togetherness, which we all truly are with her as a being, a conscious being.
Okay. So if we are, you know, emerged, if you will, with Earth and we're all a conscious being, how does Earth fit into the rest of the solar system? In your book, you talk about Earth being a young planet, you know, in comparison to the rest of the solar system that we at least are aware of. So where's Earth's place, I guess, in the solar system?
You know, that's an interesting question, Monique, and I can't say that I have all the answers. All of this was new to me when it was dictated to me, and I'm still learning myself more and more from Earth and the angelic realm as I receive more information. How does it fit into the expansive solar system? What's been conveyed to me is that Earth is, an evolving planet, but what Earth has also been conveyed to me is that a lot of the beings in the more expanded dimensions, the spiritual realms, angelic realms, the other dimensions, the other frequencies of our planet and of our universe, they see Earth as this amazing, beautiful planet, which has this amazing multiplicity of life on it, which most planets aren't able to carry the what the variety of life which she has. And while other planets may have life in other dimensions that we as humans can't see, the Earth has life in a multiplicity of dimensions beyond our 3D world too. Mm-hmm. And this, the beauty and a magnificence of this planet calls attention to her from other realms and other dimensions. So it makes her, in a way, very special. And when we realize that, how special she truly is and how unique she truly is, once we step into really recognizing that, it makes us, would also make us as humanity recognize what our true role is on this planet. Our true role in coming here was as caretakers of this planet.
I don't know, have we been doing a good job?
We got divorced from that role, separated from that role, and now this book and other teachings are coming forth to try and show us how to step back to our role as caretakers of this magnificent planet, which is so unique in the whole cosmos.
Okay. Well, you know, you bring up a good point that we were here to be caretakers, and we've kind of missed the mark on that. The world weather, it's crazy.
We've got earthquakes, we got severe winters, we got severe summers. I mean, it's worldwide. It's just not here in the United States. What is Earth trying to tell us? What is she conveying to us that we're missing?
Well, I think when you talk about weather, there's a whole lot of aspects to that question, Monique. What I learned from working with Earth is like things like earthquakes, in actuality, a resettling of her physical form. Same way as we resettle our bodies. That's what she's going through with an earthquake. But seeing like natural disasters like hurricanes or tornadoes, what was explained to me is that these are currently Earth's only ways, a means of clearing her energetic field, the toxins that accumulate in it, largely often toxins that are, you know, created by humanity, because with our intense battle energy and our intense negative output, which we can spew, it builds up in her energetic field. And all she can do to clear her energetic field is to twist and kind of spew out that that buildup of toxic energy. But excuse me, the amazing thing, which is set forth in this book for us, is how we each individually have the power and capability to work together with Earth to clear toxic energy. The creation of these terrible hurricanes is no longer necessary. Once we individually step up and do some of these simple exercises for clearing energy, Earth doesn't have to do it all herself. When she does this stuff, that's all she can do. She has no caretakers there helping her take care of her body, take care of her energetic field, and clear what's largely our accumulated chunk. So that's some wonderful exercises that we can each do individually. And each one of us doing this does have an effect because we're working on the energetic level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. The Earth
and the Moon connection. I mean, we see the Earth, we see the Moon, we see the Sun from our vantage point, provided we have clear skies. What is the connection between the two?
Oh, there's a really direct energetic connection between the two. And the book goes into several chapters will go into that, especially the alignment at solstice and equinox time. And these are particularly powerful times to be working with the Earth energetically. When it is the solstice and equinox time, and to also there's always a connection from the Earth, a stronger connection from the Earth and the Moon and the cosmos beyond at these times too, that we as humanity can learn to work together with that energetic flow. And we see as humans, we see the effect the Moon has on tides and things like that. So there's definitely an energetic flow, an energetic connection between Earth and Moon, which they seek to try to keep in balance themselves. And we as humanity, once we attune ourselves to that, we can work with a much stronger, much clearer flow of vibrational energy once we become attuned to that greater connection between Earth, Moon, and cosmos. And again, books take us in simple exercises to help us attune to that cosmic energy field that flows. And we can all bring ourselves into a whole dynamic new connection with the planet.
Okay, well, we've got the winter solstice coming up as we're recording this on December 9th, 2019. The winter solstice is going to be here in a couple of weeks. What can we do, Mary? What can we do to help ourselves and help Earth at the same time?
At the solstice time, I would love to be able to go through this several chapters in the book about solstice. So I would urge you to each one of you, if you can get the book, to read that, because it shows you some wonderful ways to realize what's really going on at solstice and what we can do to attune. But to be aware at the time of solstice, really the time 3 days before and 3 days after the solstice time, to take the time to set aside and connect in with Earth vibration. And there's little meditations that show you how to tune into Earth vibration, bring your energy into alignment with her at these times of solstice. And when we do it at these times of solstice, what we do, the positive vibe we are giving at that time to Earth is magnified. So if we bring a healing vibration to Earth, or just an attunement to Earth, our own connection to Earth during this time of solstice, it has a very strong effect for her, for benefiting her. And the interesting thing is, when we bring a benefit to her, it's also bringing a benefit to ourself, our individual self. A healing for her is the same as a healing for us. It's a We open a conduit between ourselves and Earth, which flows back and forth. And when we do this at solstice, it's magnified. So if at solstice we choose to personify a vibration of peace within mm-hmm. ourselves, it's magnified. It has a stronger effect. It radiates more vibrantly from us. And that was a really interesting thing for me to learn, that there are these certain times of the year where what we choose to offer forth from ourselves to Earth or to the world or beyond, it has a magnified effect. So it was, and you realize, you know, in ancient societies, they always paid attention to the solstice times. Now I understand why, because they knew these things, which our modern society has forgotten and gotten divorced from. So.
Yeah, well, progress and, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing. Sometimes we have to go back to the old ways of doing and actually, like, tune in and pay attention. And based on that, Mary, how can we start to feel the pulse? Again, we've got a pretty powerful time coming up in the near future. So walk us through how someone can just settle in and feel the pulse of the earth. If
Yeah, and the book gives a very simple exercise, and you'll be amazed at how simple it is. But it just takes, it's just a way to start teaching us to tune ourselves beyond. We're so wrapped up in our 3D world and what we see and hear and touch, that we just need to set aside a little time to shift into our mode of attuning to the energetic and the earth consciousness. And for me, when I first did this, when they first conveyed this exercise, it took me a few minutes to really start to feel the earth pulse, and I've taught this to other people. Mm-hmm. And first time you do it, allow yourself like, 15 minutes or so. But what it is, in the book we can walk you through this if you want to take it more at your own pace, is sitting, and for some people it's easy to sit outside, lean up against a tree or whatever, but you don't have to do it in nature. You can do it in your house, you can do it in your office, because you're connecting to the earth's vibrational field, and that's very, very expansive. For many of us, it's easier to do it if we're sitting on the ground, sitting in nature, but you can do it anywhere because the earth's vibrational field flows for many, you know, miles beyond physical form. What we do is put our fingers lightly on the earth, or if you're indoors, imagine yourself, your fingers being lightly on the earth, lightly on the dirt and the soil. Feeling your energy drop down out of your head, out of your mind, feeling your energy drop down to where you are sitting on the earth or where you are picturing yourself sitting on, and your fingers flowing into the earth, flowing deeply into the earth, and just allow yourself to feel your energy dropping down, dropping into the earth. Because as you're doing this, you're bringing your attention to earth. What's also happening is she is reciprocating with you. Her energy field is flowing to you. Just as you turn and put attention on a person and start talking to a person, they turn and put back on you. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing when you're doing it with the earth. You're bringing your attention to her. She then brings her attention to you, and a communion begins. And what will happen is just being that way, allowing that to unfold for you. And what will happen is for different people, you'll have a different experience. You'll each have your own unique experience. For me, I would tend to get words. Other people might see colors or feel a pulse, feel a vibration. Mm-hmm. As you do this, and the more and more you, it's like learning to play the piano. You practice and you get better at it. Same way with this. Tuning, the more you attune, you'll learn, you will sense a pulse coming back up. or a color or a feeling or a sensation or a word or an emotion, and just allow it to unfold for you in the way that your system communicates with her. And sometimes I do this and I don't feel anything. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you feel. You're not going on a quest for feeling. You're just allowing your energy to shift and sink into hers so she can feel the connection to you and you feel the connection to her. So it's not about searching for something. You will feel something at some point, but it's not that quest. It's just allowing yourself to be in this way with her because that feeds her. And in so doing, it feeds you. And you're opening a channel for her to start connecting with you as an individual. And this is what Earth really needs and wants from us, to be us to begin to attune to her in this way so she can open a channel back and forth between us each individually. So it's, again, a wonderful, simple exercise, and it's something we can do from wherever we are, sitting in our office, sitting at home, outdoors. But the more we do it, the more it feeds her, and the more the connection builds, so she can bring more information, guidance, and gifts to each one of us. And so we, in turn, can also feed and nourish her, because this energetic connection is like feeding her. It's like giving her, you are like her acupuncture needle, giving her support. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, I can't let you go without talking about gemstones. Gemstones come from the earth, as do all other kinds of rocks. Talk to us about rocks and gemstones in particular, if you can, and the earth. And, you know, a lot of people are wearing gemstones for different purposes, and I truly believe in it and believe that they work. But talk to us about the gemstones and how they can assist not only us in our living, but how we can utilize gemstones to help Earth even more than they're doing right now.
Well, Monique, you know, this is an interesting point, because a large portion of the book is devoted to introducing us to not just gemstones, but all rocks, mm-hmm. all rocks. A new way. We as humanity see gemstones as unique and special, but what's pointed out to us is that all rocks are this way. Rocks carry a vibration. Rocks are, in essence, very evolved spiritual beings, very evolved energy. And the book teaches us, gives us exercise again to how to attuned to the vibration of rocks and the consciousness of rocks. Because what is the earth essentially but rock? But we're shown rock is a very evolved energetic vibration that we can begin to tune to and work with in an amazing new way. And that the vibration through rock, when we work with that consciously, that enables the vibration in this particular gemstone you're holding or in this seemingly average rock in your yard. It allows that vibration to unfold more fully into the world. So as you consciously connect to that gem or that rock, you are bringing you are empowering it by bringing humanity's conscious connection it and choosing to work together with it. You're empowering that vibration to unfold more fully into the world. And this can have amazing healing effects for the planet and for ourselves. And also amazing wisdom and guidance can flow forth from these rocks as we each begin to attune to them, because they carry, in essence, a wisdom within them that is held in the planet. And these gems or these rocks really need humanity to attune to them so that wisdom they carry can unfold more fully into our society, into our world.
Okay. So when we go to your website, marymcnerney.com, and that's marymcnerney.com, what are we going to find there?
Well, you'll find some information about how this book came about, And you'll find some information about what the book has to share with us, information about Earth and the sacred feminine, which is a whole other aspect to consider about the Earth. And you'll find information about Earth and the solstice. You'll find some perspective on, a little bit of perspective on climate change and global warming. So there'll be information about all that, and some excerpts from the book are at that website too. And there's also a link to where you can go to buy the book on Amazon, and some blog posts that I've written too. And so all this is coming forth now. The book was just published in October, and so I put the website up then. So all of this is just really beginning to unfold now. And I've been really pleased that the response is getting from the world. The book was last month was a bestseller on Amazon US and Amazon UK. So I was really pleased that people around the world are taking this in and beginning to work with it, because I feel this is the way we're going to bring about health and healing and well-being to our planet, by beginning to work with her in this way. You know, I see so much of our society is we're engaged in protests and rallies for climate justice and urging the government to do something about climate change, but feeling government's got to do this or science has got to do this. Nothing I as an individual can do beyond a protest and rally. But the wonderful thing is that this book shows us no. That perception is off kilter. There is stuff we each individually can do once we begin to work at the energetic level with Earth. This is where we create change. This is where we create healing. And there's no need for us to feel stymied that government's not doing anything. We each have the power to begin working with Earth in this way. And this is where healing is generated. And once we do it, it has a ripple effect.
Yeah, it does have a ripple effect, and I was just thinking that as we work with Earth, maybe we can help change the governments, you know, because Earth's power, Earth's voice will be heard by the masses, and it would not be in alignment with what is going on politically right now worldwide. Perhaps that would adjust that energy. I mean, we never know, but it's worth a shot, right?
I love that point, Monique. That's a really fabulous point. You just connected up another dot for me and for all of us. That, again, when we do this, we're not just creating healing and change for Earth. We're bringing about for ourselves. Who are we but society? We can, by doing this, we create change at all levels. I love that.
Monique, yes, folks, we can. I mean, you know, I've always said that, you know, being spiritual and wrapping your arms, mind, and spirit around, you know, spiritual principles and practices really isn't that difficult. It's just a matter of being consistent. And I think that what Mary is sharing in her book here is that when we tune into Earth, and if we listen and pay attention, it's not difficult. And if we just settle our minds and make the conscious intention, if you will, to tune in, that, you know, things will change. And the time is now, folks. The time is definitely now. Now, Mary, our time is almost up. What pearl of wisdom would you like to share with our audience today regarding Earth Speaks Up?
Oh, geez, Monique. There's so many pearls of wisdom that have been shared with me through this book. It's hard to pull out just one. Let's see. I think I'm going to, each chapter starts with a quote from Earth that I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to share with you. This is Earth speaking here. Now is the time to change your understanding and perception of your world. Once we each change our awareness, everything else changes. And I think, Monique, that ties in with the point you just made about that's how we bring about change in our political system, in our society. Once we shift our awareness, as Earth is guiding us in this book, everything else changes once we attune in this way.
Yep, I agree. And folks, the time is now. You know, global warming and all of that that's going on. If you've got grandkids or great-grandkids or you hope to have them one day, we needed Earth here to support them unless we listen someplace else. But right now, that doesn't seem to be going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years. So it's time to take care of our host. It truly is. Well, Mary, thank you so much for being with me today as we talked about Earth speaking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was my pleasure, Monique. Real treat to be able to talk with you and your audience. And I hope everyone else can join in and doing this work together with us. The book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or at your local bookseller can get it for you, too. So.
Yeah, they'll be on the show notes directly to the book and to Mary's site, so you can connect with her further there. So, Mary, thank you, and to the audience, thank you for being with us as we collectively get over it. Divine in Me truly honors the divine in you. When you're ready, you guys, to raise your vibration
and shift your energy, give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself. Make that call, 888-240-6057. Excuse me. And remember, the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of listening as Earth speaks up. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.